Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
You just can't get enough weather.
Hey! Hey! What's the weather for the weekend gonna be? Will it be hot? Cold? Rain? Snow?
We got a lot of weather, as you just heard from David. And here's a guy who's been devoting his life to weather. And today has probably been, Bill Snyder, one of your busier days. Would I be correct?
You would be 100% correct, John. Yeah. This has been, as advertised, you know, we had been expecting this all along. We've been in a severe thunderstorm outlook for many days now, and accurately predicted by the Storm Prediction Center. And here we are. We've got powerful storms that have erupted pretty much right over us as we're entering it's been a very hot, humid day. Yeah. Record-breaking day, John. I mean, we hit 94 degrees at O'Hare, 95 degrees at Midway. You know how rare that is, John, to be 95 degrees this early in the season? It has only happened one other time at Midway Airport since records began in 1928, and that was back in 1934. So it's been since 1934 that we've been this hot this early. And, you know, a hotter, more humid environment, John, is also more buoyant, and it causes these thunderstorms to tap into some of that incredible energy for this early in the season. And that's what we've seen happen. And the modeling has been just spot on. We knew all along that most of the day was going to be quiet. It was just going to be, you know, partly sunny, hot, windy, and humid. And then this evening, we expected the storms to develop, and they've gone on right on schedule. And fortunately, so far, John, fortunately, we've not had any tornadoes in our area. Now, you know, we are under a tornado watch until 10 p.m. So I don't want anyone to let their guard down, because, you know, any of these storms that turn supercellular are certainly capable of bringing down some damaging winds to the surface. Large hail, that's been a factor. We've gotten reports of 2-inch hail at Gurnee. That's the size of hen eggs. And my goodness, John, that doesn't take much to do damage. That can do damage to, you know, shatter car windows. It can do damage to siding on houses. It can do damage to the roofs. So it's certainly possible. We've had 1.75-inch, which is golf ball size, in Winthrop Harbor. 1-inch hail in Gurnee, and we've had wind gusts reported in the neighborhood of 60 plus miles per hour at Sycamore in DeKalb County, Harvard up in McHenry County, 62 miles per hour at Fox Lake Hills. So it's doing exactly what we thought it would, and we've got a couple more hours to go, I think, before the storm threat tends to wind down in our area.
What causes this? What happens?
You know, John, as I said, there's a front out to the west of us, and there's an upper level low pressure system. And with the upper level low pressure system, there's an area of cool air aloft. So when you get a mixture of that cool air aloft that's moving in here, which also is swinging in much drier air, and when that collides with this hot, humid, you know, July-like air mass, it sets the stage. It sets the stage for very explosive storm development. And you know, we've been looking at several key parameters for days that indicate the potential for severe weather. And some of the numbers we look at, John, for, you know, key indices anyway, are have been very high. Now, like I said, the good news is that I think that the tornado threat is diminished somewhat in our area. That's not to say that we can't get a tornado to spin up here in any of these storms. If it's going to happen, it'll be in the next hour or so. If we can get through, say, 10 p.m. or so, and that's, you know, for our eastern extent of our viewing area, and that would cover northwest Indiana counties, then I think we'll be doing okay. But, you know, we still got to get through, like I said, get through the next couple of hours here. And there's still a tremendous amount of latent heat energy, John. I mean, we've got temperatures still, as these storms are boiling up into upper 80s to near 90 degree heat, which, you know, that's just extraordinary for the middle of May. And the fact that we're moving in close to 8 p.m. is even more extraordinary. So, you know, it's a volatile atmosphere. It's a volatile environment. And, you know, we've got winds that are changing direction with height, John. So you got winds that are coming in from the west, moving in, and those west winds are colliding with the south winds that are importing this, tropical Gulf Coast level humidity into the area. So that's kind of what's going on right now. And that's what's causing these storms to develop. We had what's called an atmospheric cap, which is a layer of warm air aloft that kind of tends to retard storm development for a time. But the cap is breaking down, and once that cap breaks down, if you get something to burst through that cap, then you can get, you know, multiple cells to develop. And that's kind of what we're seeing right now. We've got, severe thunderstorm warnings across a good chunk of our area right now. We've got eastern DuPage County moving into Cook County. So if you're listening to us right now, Northlake, Berkeley, Bellwood, Melrose Park, Franklin Park, Elmwood Park, Norridge, those are some strong thunderstorms right now. And likely dumping some pretty large hail, right, you know, in those areas, John. And those are making their way east towards the city of Chicago. So, probably a good idea that the Beyonce concert was postponed for a couple of hours because these storms, look like they will skirt Soldier Field. It's possible that it goes just to the north of them, but, I'll tell you what, it's a close call, John. And I think in the interest of safety here, especially when you're dealing with 50 and 60,000 people attending the concert, it's probably better to err on the side of caution. So they made the right call.
Well, not only the attendance, but the amount of electrical power that's needed that's needed to put on a show of that magnitude.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
yeah,
they're in danger of electrocuting people on stage.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's no question, John. And not only are these storms producing hail and brief heavy downpours, but there's certainly they're prolific lightning producers too, John.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
when you're dealing with a summertime air mass, as we have been dealing with all day, as I said, there's plenty of energy in the atmosphere to produce, you know, hail, lightning, downpours, and certainly gusty winds, and that's what we've seen so far. Now, like I said, knock on wood, we've not had any tornadoes. You know, we are under a tornado watch, and I think that was the right call from our colleagues at the Storm Prediction Center who issue these watches. It's better to best to err on the side of caution here, but if we can get through, as I said, the next 1 to 2 hours, we'll be okay. But I'm still concerned, to be honest with you, because there's more energy in those areas. I'm still concerned for our friends in Northwest Indiana. I think that if there's going to be a tornado that touches down from these cells, John, it will probably be in our Indiana counties. And so we're going to be watching it very closely, very closely.
When do you see us emerging on the from out of this, you know, getting to the other side, so to speak?
Well, you know what, John? So this is kind of a two-pronged storm system. You know, we're going to have one front swing through tonight. So once we get past 10 o'clock or 10:30 and the storms exit, by that point, they'll be into eastern Indiana. So out of our viewing area, we'll just see skies, cloud scatter and even see some clear skies overnight. You'll notice the humidity drop. That will be a big, big factor here. You know, it's very humid. When you wake up tomorrow morning, you take the dog for a walk, you're going to say, hey, you know, it's not so bad out here. And because the humidity will be dropping through the night behind this system.
Hate to interrupt, but
yes, David.
Will Grundy and Kankakee, they have just been given a severe thunderstorm warning, and that'll be in effect until 8:45.
That is correct, David. Yep, I see that right now myself, and you are absolutely right. There's a severe thunderstorm warning for 60-mile-per-hour winds and 1-inch or greater diameter hail for those areas. So that is absolutely correct. But John, back to when things will get better. So tomorrow we're going to see another very warm summer-like day. We'll start the day with a fair amount of sunshine, and we'll see some clouds develop in the afternoon. As I referred to, we've got this upper-level low that has a pool of cool air aloft. And so with that cool pool aloft, John, the atmosphere is still kind of unstable. So when we get daytime heating to emerge like we will tomorrow, we'll have another day well into the 80s. I don't think we'll be quite as hot as we were today, but we're still looking at a high tomorrow of 87, 88 degrees. And so you'll get the clouds to thicken a bit during the afternoon, and we'll get these isolated showers and thunderstorms to develop around the late afternoon, early evening period, probably looking at about 30 to 40% of the area getting in on a thunderstorm, John. It won't be quite as intense as what we're seeing tonight. And then we'll see skies, storms exit the area and a quieter weekend on tap. So partly cloudy skies on Saturday and Sunday, but far cooler conditions. If you don't like the heat that we had today, you'll enjoy what's coming in this weekend. We'll see temperatures around 70 or the low 70s on Saturday. And on Sunday, John, we'll only see highs in the mid-60s. And that temperature may be early in the day, and we'll start to see the readings taper off in the afternoon. So we'll probably be down into the 50s. Can you believe that? From mid-90s to Sunday afternoon, temperatures in the mid-50s. It sounds like spring in Chicago, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Wow. Wow.
Bill Snyder, thank you so much for being with us.
John, always a pleasure, my friend. It's good to talk to you. I missed you last week.
Yeah, continue the good work, because I know you got a lot of work to do tonight. And we'll talk to you again
next
week.
All right, take care.
You too.